Reading Matters, third quarter, 2025. Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone 206-615-0400. Toll free 800-542-0866. WTBBL at sos.wa.gov. www.wtbbl.org. That all may read.
From the Director by Danielle Miller. We are adjusting to the impact of not receiving our state funding in this past legislative session. The loss of our colleagues is felt deeply, and we know that having our primary phone line as voicemail only is having an impact on you, our patrons. We appreciate your patience with us, and we are doing our best to call you back promptly and make sure we meet your reading needs. Our building remains closed to the public, but you are welcome to call us at 800-542-0866 or email wtbbl@sos.wa.gov to make an appointment to come see us in person. The new digital talking book players, the DA2s, have arrived and are being sent to patrons who had previously requested one. The DA2 offers several new features, including Wi-Fi connectivity, so you can download books and magazines directly from BARD to the device, Bluetooth connectivity, so you can listen to books and magazines with Bluetooth-enabled speakers or headphones, and 28 gigabytes of internal storage to store books and magazines for easy access. If you are interested in receiving the new player, call or email the library. You do not need to return your current player to receive one of the new DA2s. If you haven't listened to it already, I encourage you to try out our podcast, Literary Notes. Literary Notes features interviews with authors and is released every 2 weeks on Thursdays. You can find it anywhere you get podcasts or by visiting wtbbl.org and selecting Literary Notes. We've reached over 600 downloads and have had some great interviews, including Eva Walker and Jacob Udy, talking about The Sound of Seattle, 101 Songs That Shaped a City, DBC 31177, in progress, and Anna Zivarts, talking about her book, When Driving is Not an Option, Steering Away from Car Dependency, DBC 30189, in progress. Thank you for your continued support of Wetabal, Wetabal staff, our volunteers, and this service that means so much to so many. I would love to hear from you about why Wetabal matters in your life and how our services make a difference. You can send your thoughts to me at danielle.miller@sos.wa.gov, spelled D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E. @sos.wa.gov. If you have the ability to support us with a donation, it will help us bridge the gap in funding as we work to get state funding in the next legislative session. Thank you, and happy reading. Sidebar: On the cover, youth patrons check out a parrot at a summer reading event. Youth Services by Aaron Groth. Wetabal has been celebrating summer with the artsy theme Color Our World since June, and it's been a great program for our participating summer readers. Not only have they gotten weekly activity packets full of art supplies, creative prompts, and suggested reading, but we've also been able to host some amazing events. Wetabal worked in tandem with the Seattle Public Library and Woodland Park Zoo for the third year on an inclusive disability pride event in July. featuring multi-sensory activities and a Braille-enhanced story walk. We hope to do this again next year, so come check it out if you didn't get the chance. In August, we hosted a fantastic Feathered Friend show put on by the local Flight Club Foundation, an organization dedicated to supporting conservation efforts and educating youth with the help of their bird ambassadors. This was a fun and informative event. Special thanks to the handlers and all involved. 2025 summer readers also participated in a reading challenge, which resulted in 3 grand prize winners out of those who returned a completed reading log. Great job, everyone! Want more youth services news? Be sure to subscribe to DOTS, Watauble's Youth Patron Newsletter, sent periodically to your email inbox. More information can be found on the youth pages of WTBBL.org. Sidebar: don't forget to vote. Election Day is November 4, and ballots must be returned by 8 p.m. Washington voters can register and vote until the 8 p.m. deadline. King County Elections offers accessible voting units, or AVUs, at their Renton HQ and vote centers, allowing voters to listen to ballots and use Braille keypads. Staff can assist with registration, updates, and election questions. Find locations at kce.wiki/VOTECENTER or call 206-296-8683. Outside King County, contact your county auditor for accessibility options.
New Audiobooks by John Pye. Adult Nonfiction. DBC 19330. Seattle's Olympic Sculpture Park. A Place for Art, Environment, and an Open Mind by Mimi Gardner-Gates and Renee Devine. The Seattle Art Museum's Olympic Sculpture Park, where Alexander Calder's The Eagle soars over the waters of Puget Sound and Roxy Payne's Spirit glistens in the rain, stands out as an exemplary civic project, an urban park filled with iconic art, free and open to all. Featuring 5 site-specific works from artists, an abandoned brownfield was transformed into a dynamic green space. Seamlessly uniting art, urban infrastructure, and ecology, it captures the unique character of the Pacific Northwest and the majestic Olympic Mountains. Using the park as a model for creating innovative civic spaces through public-private partnerships, this stunning book is a vital resource for museum professionals, architects, urban planners, students, and art lovers. 2021. Narrated by Winfield Hobbs. Reviewed by Steve Zahn. DBC 19256. Daniel J. Evans, An Autobiography by Daniel J. Evans. Daniel Evans was a major force in Washington state government for over 30 years. He led reform efforts as a young state legislator, served 3 terms as governor, and finished his political career as a U.S. senator. He was known for his support of environmental issues and higher education. 2021. Narrated by John Ogliori. Reviewed by Carol Tobin. Adult Fiction. DBC 19264. Bookmarked to Die. Number 9. Miss Zukas Mysteries. By Joe Dureski. Miss Zukas is having a midlife crisis for her 42nd birthday. Her cat has disappeared, and her boss has forced her into group therapy sessions where 2 participants have died. Miss Zukas isn't supposed to investigate, but she can't resist. 2006. Narrated by Betsy Haddix. Reviewed by Connie Cheng. Young Adult / Juvenile Fiction. DBC 15806. Girl Warrior. By Carmen Peony. Charnaye Tallou has her sights pinned on winning the world-famous suicide horse race during the OMAC Stampede. Her desire is to win the purse in order to help her paraplegic father improve living conditions while proving Native women can be warriors. One bully and several anonymous threatening letters try and stop her. So when she hooks up with relatives and a horse that can take her the distance in this rite of passage horse race, she begins the rigorous training it takes to become King of the Hill, or in her case, Queen. 2018. Narrated by Shadzita Sperry. Reviewed by Judy Ogliore. DBC 15803. The Luckiest Scar on Earth. By Anna Maria Spagna. When Charlotte has to move from her beloved Rocky Mountains in Colorado to Washington State, she plans to leave her snowboard and her racing dreams behind. Instead, her board propels her into a relationship with her father, a fight to save the local ski resort, and a new definition of home. 2017. Narrated by Beth Larimore. Reviewed by Amy Cork. DBC 19180. Coming Back by K.L. Denman. After surviving a horrific car accident and developing PTSD, Julie seeks out a therapy animal. That's how she meets Scarlet, a horse with some emotional baggage of her own. Can the two learn to heal together? 2019. Narrated by Dina Traegser. Reviewed by Lauren Brow.
New Braille Books by Tracy Timmons. Katie Cross Books. Inland Pacific Northwest author and illustrator Katie Cross has written a young adult fantasy series called The Network Series and has developed a series of picture books, along with author Kaylee Mills, that introduces young readers to the Network Series characters. You'll hear more about the series in a future issue, but for now, we want to introduce you to her picture books. BRP 016202. Bianca the Brave. Book 1, Alcarran Children's Books. By Kaylee Mills and Katie Cross. Lay Down Your Sword. When Bianca Monroe is running through the forest, tragedy strikes. To save her beloved trees and creatures, she must learn the most important lesson of all. This endearing and powerful story reminds readers of all ages that a battle is often before us. But sometimes, all we need to do is stop, see, and lay down our sword. Print/Braille. For grades K through 3. 2023. Transcriber, Pamela Renz. Proofreaders, Abby Traverse and Courtney Stover. BRP 016201. Merrick the Master. Book 2, Alcarran Children's Books. By Kaylee Mills and Katie Cross. Merrick is a master at almost everything, until he's not. The ultimate test of a master's ability is to shoot an arrow straight to the target. Merrick keeps missing, which leads him to the top of a mountain where only the Bowyer can help. Can Merrick find the perseverance and patience within to shoot straight and true? Or will he give up and never become an Alcarran master? This is a story of a boy who learns that not everything good is a result of power and might. Sometimes one must learn to slow the mind, calm the breath, and patiently wait for the exact right moment. Print/Braille. For grades K through 3. 2024. Transcriber, Pamela Renz. Proofreaders, Abby Traverse and Courtney Stover. Great news! The Wetabal Braille Department is putting books on BART again. We thank you for your patience and are excited to be able to share Braille books with you this way once more. Highlights of books recently added include 3 books from the Miss Zoukas Mystery Series by Joe Dereski. BRC 10957. Catalog of Death. Book 10. Miss Zoukas Mysteries. Construction begins on a new library for Bellhaven, a gift of Franklin Harrington, scion of old Bellhaven money, when an explosion destroys the library site, killing the benefactor and a penny-pinching city finance czar. Helma Zukas soon discovers secrets and shady dealings from start to finish in the library. Secrets Worth Killing For, 2007. Transcriber, Karen Hara. BRC-01956. Index to Murder. Book 11. Miss Zukas Mysteries. Miss Zukas's friend Ruth had two of her paintings of an old lover stolen. That man died in mysterious circumstances. In Miss Zukas's world, one mysterious death often leads to another. 2008. Transcriber, Gail Visioni. BRC-10956. Farewell, Miss Zukas. Book 12, Miss Zukas Mysteries. In Farewell, Miss Zukas, the 12th and concluding Miss Zukas mystery, the chief finally pops the question to Miss Helma Zukas, librarian par excellence. But before Bellhaven, Washington can rejoice, Helma's mother and Aunt Em are robbed, and the alleged robber lies dead. Or does he? Transcriber, Gail Visioni. Volunteer Spotlight by Hazel Withers. At Wetabal, Michael Memo has become a familiar voice. Now narrating his 75th audiobook, Michael has spent nearly a decade volunteering as an audiobook narrator and reviewer. He was recently honored with an award from Wetabal during our volunteer appreciation celebration, recognizing his incredible achievement of over 2,000 hours of service. Long before stepping into the recording booth, he read the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy, DB123864, DB123865, DB123866, BR009745, BR009747, BR009749, out loud to his wife while she crocheted. However, his love for the sci-fi genre began long before this. During his first trip to the Seattle Public Central Library at 10 years old, he borrowed Tunnel in the Sky, DB013216, by Robert Heinlein. Everything changed from then on, he recalls. This book introduced him to the amazing world of science fiction. Ever since, he has been an avid fan of the genre and has had a passion for reading, even doing so aloud for family on road trips. Today, Michael is reading and narrating Rock and Roll Archaeologist, How I Chased Down Kurt's Stratocaster, the Layla Guitar, and Janice's Boa. DBC-31121 in Progress by Peter Blecka. This book is of special interest to him given his deep ties to music. Raised in Seattle's music scene, where his mother owned a club, Michael spent his youth in venues and around musicians. He later became one himself and performed at the Northwest Folklife Festival several times. Wetabal has been a constant in Michael's life and holds a long-standing place in his memory of Seattle. He even remembers when the building was still a car dealership. Now, it is where he merges his love of books, storytelling, and passions. Through every recording, Michael shares not just stories, but also a lifetime of experience as a reader and Seattleite. Ways to Help Bridge the Gap by Jennifer Kilburn. A hearty and heartfelt thank you to the many patrons who stepped up as soon as you heard the news of the devastating cutbacks at Wetabal and gave generously during this May's fundraiser, Give Big 2025. The outpouring of not only financial support, but your words of empathy and encouragement have helped us all as staff as service reductions take their toll in these early days. Your financial support can bridge the gap to keep Wetabal's programs and services continuing until the state legislature can restore our staff positions and fully fund this critical public service. Being fully staffed and funded will ensure that Wetabal patrons can continue reading and receiving the support that has become a lifeline in today's world. Please consider a gift in an amount meaningful to you today. Ways you can support. Mail a check. Please use the enclosed reply envelope in this newsletter. Donate online. Either a monthly gift or one-time donation at wtbbl.org. Become a monthly donor by selecting Automatically Repeat This Gift Every Month before entering your payment information. Employee Matching Gifts. Check with your employer about this opportunity. The EIN for the All Foundation of Washington, formerly Washington Heritage Center Trust, is 26-313-5760. Make a qualified charitable donation. If you are 70 and a half years of age and older, you may be eligible to make a qualified charitable distribution, QCD, from your IRA, also known as a charitable IRA rollover. Gifts of stock. The All Foundation of Washington works with the Seattle Foundation to accept gifts of common stock. $5,000 is the minimum amount which can be accepted for common stock. Please be aware that the All Foundation of Washington and the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library cannot and do not offer tax advice. Consult your professional financial advisors about what may be best for you. If you have questions about the ways you may be able to bridge the gap, please call 360-800-7058 or email Jennifer Kilborn at sos.wa.gov. Spelled JENNIFER.KILBOURN at sos.wa.gov.
Thank you to our donors. Thank you to all our donors, patrons, and champions who supported WTBBL from April 1st to June 30th, 2025. Every donation is appreciated, big or small, as each gift helps us better serve you. You can give by sending a check to WTBBL or giving online by credit card at wtbbl.org. Thank you for helping us make your library the best it can be. Anonymous. Jeffrey S. Abrams. Rosemary and Randy Adamski. Soren Anderson. Michael Anderson. Teresa and Tate Anderson. Deanne and Michael Andrews. Dana Errol. David and Lydia Arnold. Alice Arrington. Colette and Andrew Arvidson. Warren and Eunice Askov. Glenn and Kelly Boffman. Willard Bean. Diane Beeson. Michelle Bell, PhD. Richard Burnt and Aaron Hayes. David Berrien. Tammy Bielis. Michael Bielkowitz. Jane Blackwell. Camille Blanchett. Jeffrey Blank. Dorothy Bosian. Nico Bodie. Cheryl Bodle. Randy and Bridget Bowlerjack. Lois Braden. Kent Bridenstine and Dana Marmion. Cleo Brooks. David Buckholz. Craig Bueller. Tanya Burkett. Ren Caldwell. Alco Canfield. Wanda Cashin. Pamela Center. Jimena Chalita. Carolyn Chase. Young Choi, Egon and Lynn Christensen, Dora Klepper, Aaron Klepper, Rick Coggins, Patricia Combs-Blake, Fawn Connor, Doreen Cornwell, Geraldine Craves, Sandra and John Crossland, Irma Cross, Virginia and Arthur Crow, Thomas Cummings, Marcia Cutting, Robert Daniel, Mark Danner, Cheryl Darlington, Steve Dassel, MD, Ariel Davidson, Drew Davidson, Mark Davidson, Charlene Davies, Burr Davis and Kiala Hagman, Gerald R. Day, Aniki and Saskia DeYoung, Harriet Dennison, Wesley Derby, Kate Dimitri, Kirsten Dlugo, Sarah Dooley, Maya Dorsey, Sandra Driscoll, Geneva Dubois, Simone Irene Dunye, Jane Therese Elliott, Paul and Barbara Elliott, Linda Emil, Shauna Emil, Amy Erickson, Janice M. Esterly, Patricia Ferguson, Carolyn Farrell, Alberta Finley, Mary Forster, Frederick Freeman, Rebecca Fretwell, Catherine Friedley, Marcia Frumhold, Randy Gaynor, Kay Gaines, Adair Gates, Reginald George, Julia and Kevin Gerhard, Robert Gidley, Juanita Gilfry, Joanne Glendenning, C.J. Glenn, Edward Godfrey, Mary Graydon, John Grant, Mr. Eric Grob, Trellising Growth, Arden and Marcia Gustafson, Alvin Gutterman, Elizabeth Haddix, Sally Jo Hagen, Debbie and Leo Hager, Sungyun Han, Jean Hall, Bradley Harvey, T.J. Hatfield, Penelope and Norris Hazelton, Ronald Heath, Gregory Hino, Herrick Hateman, Janet Herman, Louise Heiliman, Marcia Horst, Carlotta Howe, Casey Huckabee, Stanley Hung, Paulette Hunter, Ted Hunter, Gregory Jack, Sonia Jacobs, George Johnson, Helen and Bud Johnson, Karen Johnson, Sue and Stanley Johnson, Catherine Jones, Joanne and Dale Julian, R. Jung, Patricia Kahn, Jesse Kavanaugh, Dana Kelly, Muriel Kelly, Michael Kerstetter, Catherine Kim, Diane King, Deborah Kirchner, Alice Klein, Janet Kowalczyk, Candace Kramer, Jane Ann Krentz, Patricia Kushmerick, Janet Kwok, Joanne Landis, David and Patrice Lange, Anna Marie Larson, Anne Levaya Curran, Howard Lazzarini, Yungong Lee Rosso, David Lennis, Sandy and Paul Lillengreen, Mary Lindberg, Sarah Lippick, Stephanie Lukash, Alice McDonald, Denise and Gary Mackenstadt, Raymond and Patricia Maddox, Lorena Mattinger, Jennifer Mahan and Elizabeth Lyman, Courtney Maharis, Scott Maliska and Robin Mandel, John and Jan Mantle, Dorothy Marks, Richard and Shirley Martinez, Connie Masulunas, Mary Matson, Deanna S. Matson Walker, Katie Maynard, Tim McCorkle, James McCullough, Craig McDonald, Alex and Linda McGregor, Patricia and Stephen Miles, Danielle Miller, Lupine Miller, Russell and Francesca Minas, John Mullen, Florence Munat, Margarita Munoz, Keiko Namikata, Naomi Namikata, Anne Nettles, Mark Nordland, Terry Norris, Martin November, Barbara and Thomas Nubile, Colleen O'Brien, John and Judy Ogliori, Gerard O'Leary, Phyllis and John Olson, Martha Oman, Peter O'Toole, Jennifer Ott, Larry and Janice Otto, Shannon Ozog Somis, John Pye, Amy Panzerasa, Vicky Perry, Doris and Eric Purser, Brian Peterson, Kevin Pittman, Scott Pope, Laura Powelson, Carolyn Priest Dorman, Carolyn and Jeffrey Prohl, Irma Pruce, Emily Ramos, Lauren Reed, Anne Ryder, Janet Richard, Marilee Richards, Sherry Richardson, Kathleen Riesterer, Paul Roas, Mary Rogers, Stuart Russell, Carla Rutschman, Joan Saline, Stephen and Diana Sane, Marilyn Salgado, Sina Sam, Brian Sargi, Kathy Savory, Barbara Scammon, Bernadette Scherf, Mary Schlosser, Pam Schwartz, Robert Scott, Christina Sears, Shelley Shapiro and Glenn Amster, Marilyn Sheldon, Ormond and Sue Sherwood, Martha Sidlow, Thomas Simmerd, Kathy Skipper, Mark and Kay Solnim, Terry Smith, Betty Smith, Charwayne Smith, Thelma Smith, Peggy and Jack Snell, Nancy and Alan Soderblom, Matthew Solovey, Jennifer Soltis, Shadzita Sperry, Jeanette Stanton, Jordan Starr, Robert Stelmack, Brentley Stevens, Kylan Stevenson, Bernadine Stillwell, Christopher Stone, Rachel Stoneking, Trudy Stotts and Leonie Craig, Therese Stover, Gordon Strand, Norman Stroitker, Nancy Suter, Tom and Marilyn Taggart, Jamie Tott, Casey Talley, Mary Jane Taylor, Randy Tidrow, Robert Telsrow, Frida Tesh, Ashley Thurkill, Dorothy Thompson, Richard and Donna Thorkildsen, Melanie Throckmorton, Shadel Tigner, Jessica Tim, Caroline Tobin, Rex and Jean Tolstrup, Abigail Traverse, Daniel Trefethen, Theodore and Ellen Sonef, Melissa Tyler, Leia Von Doble, Susan Veto, Sherry Von Wolf, Diane Wade, Janelle Wallout, Alexandra Walker, Patricia Walker, Kathleen and Larry Wan, Judith and William Waring, Joy Westcott Junkert, Carolyn White, Sydney Weiss, Ian Wilder, Linda Wilder, Rosalind Wilkes, Kathy Wilson, Hazel Withers, Thomas Wojciechowski, Phyllis Woodman, Corey Woods, Jeff Wortley, Meta Zagergis, Christian Zobel, The Aberdeen Review Club, Bechtold Charitable Donation Fund, The Bleka Maharaj Charitable Fund, Cunliffe Family Charitable Fund, Day Out for the Blind, DocuSign, Estate of Clarice T. Vogsian, Gates Foundation, The Mark Wales and Arlen Purcell Fund, Moses Lake Lions Club, Salal Credit Union, Skagit and Island Counties Council of the Blind, Starbucks Corporation, United Blind of Seattle, Wild Family Foundation. In honor of Tate Anderson. Holly Arrington, R. Stephen Bird, Louise Blanchett, Drew Davidson, Sandra Driscoll, Beverly Engel, Courtney Maharis, Ella Anderson and Elaine Nordland, Melody and Edith Throckmorton, Hazel Withers, Grandma Mary Wood, Zoe, the hardworking staff and volunteers that are the heart of WTBBL. In memory of Donna Amos, Richard Bodle, Spencer Brooks, Deborah Brown, Sheila Coleman, J. Patrick Doble, David Eric, Neil Fridley, Dort Holmond, Joe McKay Imason, Carl Jarvis, Jeremy Stanton. Questions about donating? Please contact Jennifer.Kilborn, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, K-I-L-B-O-U-R-N, at sos.wa.gov. This has been Reading Matters, the newsletter for the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. Your readers have been Nora Swindle and Nathan Uretta.